This is Ozarks at Large, and joining me now on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Happy Friday, Michael.
Happy Friday. Every Friday is a happy Friday.
Right? Every Friday is a happy Friday. TGIF. Yeah. Well, we talk to you every week about kind of a news roundup from the area, thanks to Talk Business and Politics. And this week, lots of numbers. So let's start with building permits. What are the latest numbers there?
Yeah, lots of numbers. Good report for the Fort Smith region for activity, and primarily in Fort Smith and Buren. Greenwood is still down a little bit, or down more than a little bit. But year to date, January through July, building permits in combined in those three cities are up almost 12%. That's a pretty good number, 11.7%. The combined value is about $134 million. That's compared to about $120 million last year. So that's a good report. Van Buren is up on the year. Greenwood is down on the year. Which, Antoinette, is kind of the story of the Fort Smith Metro, that it's kind of like a roller coaster in terms of numbers. For example, last year, the combined tally for all three cities was $210 million. The year before that, it was $211. Then it was $218 the year before that. For example, in Fort Smith, the cities, like I said, are kind of a roller coaster. Last year, Fort Smith was $170 million. Unfortunately, Fort Smith is on a three-year decline. In 2015, building permits were valued at $191 million. 2016, it fell to $185 million. And in 2017, it fell to $170 million. So we'll see. The city appears to be back on track to get ahead or to reverse that trend this year. So we'll see what happens in the back half of the year.
Let's talk a few more numbers. This week, ArcBest and USA Truck released their earnings. What's that look like?
Well, it looks good for both. It looks very good for both companies. And this is not a surprise in the shipping world, in the shipping and logistics world. There is a lot more freight demand than there is freight supply. Some more people want to ship stuff, but there are not enough trucks, not enough rail, not enough barges to ship all of that. So when that is pushing up prices to these companies like ArcBest, which is the parent company of ABF Freight, which is one of the nation's largest less-than-truckload carriers, and USA Truck, which is a truckload carrier, they're able to get better pricing. So what that's resulted in is revenue at ArcBest for the first half of 2018, for the first 6 months, is $1.49 billion. That's better than the $1.3 billion last year. And net income, let me explain a little bit. ArcBest had to take a $38 million charge to pay into a multi-employer pension fund. Without that one-time charge, their net income for the first half of 2018 would have been $37.5 million. And that's much better than the $8.3 million that they earned in the first half of last year. So that's a considerable improvement. At USA Truck, their revenue for the first half of 2018 is $3.5 million, and that's a big improvement. They had this time last year, they had a $7.7 million loss, so that's a more than $10 million. In fact, that's about $11 million swing. And their revenue in the first half of the year was $260.3 million. That's well ahead of the $209 million last year. So both of those companies are doing very well. If you're a shareholder of one or both of those companies, you're probably all smiles right now.
And finally, some other people that may be smiling are those that have been watching the U.S. Marshals Museum. Seems like it's been a long time coming, but construction is officially underway.
Yes, they are turning dirt, pouring concrete, all that stuff. You nailed it. It's been a long time. If we remember, this was named in January 2007. The U.S. Marshals Service selected Fort Smith for the National Museum back in January 2007. So it's going to be a 12-year, they're going to open. Their plan is to open next September. That'll be the 230th anniversary of the Marshals Service. So they're going to open on that day in September. But yeah, they're getting started to work on this first phase is valued at $18.2 million in construction. This will be down for those who haven't kept up. It's down the riverfront, downtown Fort Smith on the riverfront. It'll be a beautiful setting once it's constructed. But the key is, and really the kind of the anxiety point, so to speak, and they still have almost $18 million left to raise to fund it through. So they have not only the chore of overseeing the construction, but they have the big task of raising that $18 million between now and next September. So the good news is that construction has begun. The news to watch is that they're still raising money.
Well, one more thing happening in Fort Smith, and I'm sure you will keep us up to date with as it progresses. As always, thank you so much for talking to us this Friday, and I hope you have a good weekend.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can find out more about these stories at talkbusiness.net.